8:34 at WGCL as we get ready for regional basketball tomorrow. We hope to have a very, very full day of basketball for you here on the airwaves. Every Friday we get caught up with the anchor of our high school basketball coverage in 2017 and 2018. It's our good friend Terry Stultz. T, good morning. How are you?
Glad it's Friday. Ready to go. Ready to go tomorrow.
WGCL 1 is all gassed up and ready to go, as we could be having multiple stops on Saturday, or we could have one big stop on Saturday. We know this for sure. We will be on the airwaves with you noon from the Barney Scott Gym down in Seymour. And what a field we have, Terry, for the Seymour Regional.
Well, it's a good field, a little bit of a surprise from Evansville North. Coming out of the Evansville sectional, I would have figured Evansville Harrison or Castle would have came out of there. But the north of Evansville peeps at 13-12, a little bit of a surprise. They were 10-12. They won three games to get out of their sectional. Playing Center Grove, no surprise there. Favorite up at Greenwood, 19-6, an All-State candidate, a Mr. Basketball for next year candidate, an IU target in Trace Jackson Davis, 6'8", junior, lefty, good player. But the highlight is our Panthers at 26-2, taking on New Albany, 23-1. Mr. Basketball already. It doesn't matter who else. He will be Mr. Basketball, Romeo Langford, and his sidekick, Sean East, will probably make the All-Stars too. A complete team. And I've got a tease that you can only hear tomorrow morning when you and I get started. You'll be surprised at what I'm going to tell you about these two teams that's gone on in the last 35 years.
Oh, my goodness.
A little tease for tomorrow morning.
I did the history lesson last night myself. And two very storied programs, two very proud programs. Did you know that New Albany lost the 1911 final to Lebanon? Did you know that? What a connection for tomorrow, because the Lebanon Tigers are playing Edgewood and South's playing New Albany. So 1911 was their first final, and they've been to quite a few more since then. But these two programs, Terry, they're familiar with each other. Last year in the regional, both were knocked out by Jack Nungy and Castle. Center Grove was in the regional last year. They played New Albany in the first game. So it's kind of a churn we've seen down in Seymour the last few years.
Yeah, there's been some surprises down there. 2 years ago, New Albany won the state championship, barely getting by South in overtime. And in the first game, Tucker Blackwell hitting a fallback three to tie it, sent it to OT, and the Panthers just didn't have enough. They went on to win it last year. Not a big surprise. Castle was really good, really, really good. Nungy is, of course, starting at Iowa now, but that probably was a mild upset beating New Albany last year. So there's been some surprises a couple of times down at Seymour. South getting beat by Franklin Central a few years ago was a huge surprise. So perhaps our Panthers can pull another surprise tomorrow against New Albany.
The one key that folks need to remember is twofold for me. Number one, it's a one-game series. It's not a best of seven. You don't have to win four out of these. You just have to win one. Number two, these are two really good basketball teams. This is not a David and Goliath situation.
Well, it only makes it sound that way because of just the unbelievable publicity that Romeo carries.
And he deserves that publicity. Is
and,
that fair?
And yeah, he's the real deal. He's going to be in the NBA one day. But you know, this is two heavyweights. Don't get me wrong. I mean, when you watch South warm up, you know, they don't pass any eye test whatsoever. New Albany passes the eye test. So maybe that's something that people may look and say South doesn't have a chance. But that's something JR talked about in Chalk Talk. He said, hey, I told him, we only got to beat them once. You know, if we're going a seven-game series, we might not be able to win. But we only have to beat them once. And, you know, it's just one of those games that, you know, you can't depend on Chance Coyle to get 38 again like he did in November. If Chance Coyle, and if you're depending on Chance to get 38 and Adam Graham to get 13 off the bench and get their 51, again, South's going to lose because that's probably not going to happen. Anthony Leal needs to step up, and he's very capable. He went on a string about five or six games toward three-quarters court mark of the season and was averaging almost 20. He has to step up. Phil King has to step up. You know, I look for all the seniors to have great games, but you can't just depend on Chance. He needs some help. In that first game, the rest of the starters were 2 for 17 in that game.
Need some balance. There's no doubt about it. The good news is, as you mentioned, a lot of these kids have plenty of experience. Anthony Leal had, I believe, 12 in the loss to Castle last year. So he's played in that gym. He's played in that situation. Noah Jaeger came off the bench and I think scored 3 points last year. Philip King, Chris Bamba, they've all been in this situation. Three-time sectional champions. The monkey on South's back, though, has been the Seymour Regional, and that's because, well, it's just a tough regional to win. There's no shame in that. The one thing I've noticed about both of these teams, if you look at it, Terry, there's really no height in this game. Everybody's kind of capped out at 6'5". Does that provide an advantage anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, I think New Albany's more athletic, no doubt. But, you know, the thing about them is they, you know, Romeo at 6'5", Hurrigan at 6'5", you know, Hunter at 6'3", whatever he is, Stevenson. They get up and down the floor. They don't really have a post-up game, so it's not going to matter to anyone. I think a key for South might be if a 6'5" Adam Graham can come in and make a few plays and get some rebounds like he did in the first game in November. He had an outstanding game. Plus, just the Panthers will need to, you know, rebounding. Don't give New Albany second chance points. That's going to be a key. We know, as you and I, you know, looking for statistics, and thanks to JR and I think some of your minions throughout the state, you know, we know one thing. New Albany doesn't turn the ball over, and Bloomington South doesn't turn it over much either. But New Albany presents a whole lot of different pressure on you than a lot of the other teams that South has played. So them hanging on to the ball is paramount tomorrow.
Romeo had 44 against Nungi in that battle last year and lost. It was interesting. Castle beat South 72-62, and they beat New Albany 72-64. And I think Nungi had 50 points and 50 rebounds on the weekend. What I'm looking for through history is when New Albany loses, it looks like it's all on Romeo's shoulders. Is it more important to slow down the others and then let Romeo kind of go, or how do you attack that defensively?
Well, that's probably the way to go. The problem is that Sean East is so good himself that he's capable of, as you could see from last week in the sectional, he's capable of going for 30-something. And this kid kind of just sets back. They let Romeo set the table and let him get started however he wants to.
That's good. That's a good theory.
Yeah, very good theory. And then East kind of, you know, I'll wager that Chance Coyle will be guarding Romeo, and he's capable. He has a quick enough first step because Romeo's first step is Eric Gordon-esque, and it is, for a guy 6'5 and 200 pounds, whatever he weighs, he's fast. Chance can stay with him. Sean East kind of waits and picks his spots. And if, for instance, Mr. Langford is struggling in any way, shape, or form, East will do one of two things. He will just go ahead and take it and go score himself, or he'll find, as Shaq likes to say, one of the others in Hurrigan or Hunter or Stevenson and get them an easy bucket to take everybody's mind. You know, that's the thing, is all these other guys are capable of getting 8 to 10. And if you get two or three of those at 8 to 10, Romeo's 37 and East 19, you're done.
That's or you have to have one of your best offensive games of the year keeping up with them. But the one thing that South has hung their hat on in the J.R. Holmes era, we always talk about the great scores and Mr. Basketball and all that. They play defense, Terry, and team defense I think is going to be a huge part of that because you can't fall asleep on the others.
No, that's true. And this is also a defensive team from South that New Albany, are going to face somebody that's really good. Now, Floyd Central's really good, and they're tall, but they do not possess the foot speed. They don't have what South has defensively except for height to protect the basket. So they're going to face a very tough defense. JR asked me very early in the year, he goes, "Do you think we're competitive?" And I said, "You're going to be competitive all year because you'll guard people night in, night out. Are you going to hit 60% from the field every game? Nope. But you will guard people. And at that point, and with the experience you have and the talent you have, yes, you'll be competitive with anybody." This gets put to the test Saturday at 12:30.
It sure does. Our pregame starts at noon. Terry Stultz is our guest this morning, previewing South and the New Albany Bulldogs in the regional. I went back and looked through New Albany's schedule, Terry, because I'm looking for clues. I'm looking for ways. I'm looking for angles because there's not a lot of blemishes on their record with Langford's 3 years down there in the Bulldog House or whatever they call that place. But the two things that jumped off the page in a couple of tight games, they played Cincinnati, Princeton, and they played Pike. And the Princeton game was in New Albany, was overtime. I think Langford had 34 or 35. They win in overtime. And the Pike game, they won just by 5. And the two things that jumped off the page there were Romeo was beaten up throughout the game. Physical fouling, getting into his face, getting after him. And those were two teams that played him pretty tightly. I mean, Floyd Central hadn't beaten him in 20 years. That's a whole nother story. I won't even get into that. But does South have that edge about them? Do they have that physicality that might be able to bump him off his game? Because the last thing South wants is Chance Coyle and foul problems.
Yeah, you do have Chris Bamba can do that.
And a football player. Philip King, football player.
He won't shy away, and you may see him start off on Romeo. Again, I don't want him getting in huge foul trouble quickly either. Anthony Leal got in foul trouble early in the sectional final. A couple of questionable calls, but yet he had to set most of the first half. Bamba's physical enough. Will Stockman.
Everybody's going to get a turn, right? Because
yeah.
Romeo doesn't come out of the game.
Yeah, he's not coming out. Him or East will not come out of the game. So they'll get a chance, but in the essence of something like Pike, not only will Pike run with New Albany or try to outrun them, and then they will be physical on top of that. All in all, South's not that type of a physical team. They do have a couple, but they're not, there are just so many people that you can put on Romeo that is going to beat him up and be able to stay with him. Now, Chris Bamba can be physical with him. I'm not sure how well he can stay with him because of his quickness, but he's one that's capable. And Chance can be physical with him. But like you said, you've got to pick your poison. If Chance is your best defensive player and you want to put him on him, that's fine.
He's got to know when to let him go.
You've got to know when to let him go and
let him get it.
Help.
Because the one misnomer, and I hate this in basketball, you watch enough games, you hear enough. I don't know why this started or when this started, but fouling a guy to prevent two in the first quarter, you have a foul. They never take the foul away. Let him have
right.
The layup. It's you can't undo three fouls in the second quarter. So that's going to be disciplined. The good news is Coyle's a senior. He's been through all of this. Do we expect, and this is my last one for you, on the South side before we get to Edgewood, we're not going to triangle in two, box in one, gimmick traps. JR's teams play man-to-man defense.
I don't think he'll do that. He
with as many seniors and experience as he has, that doesn't make – I wouldn't think that would make any sense.
The only thing you might see is zone, and I'll tell you why, because they are – shooting, they're not shooting well from three-point
range. No, they're
not. Right now. They're not shooting well.
Besides East, they're quiet.
East is good. You don't want to let him get off. But Romeo and Starks, Stevenson shoots some. He's at 45% over the last five games anyway. You may see his zone if there's any early foul trouble just to – and really – pack it and make him shoot threes. That's a possibility. But other than that, I don't see him doing any gimmicks. That's what they did. I think they double-teamed him the whole time in the sectional final, Floyd Central. And not only does Floyd Central have the height and lots of it, but they don't have the quickness, so double-teaming him makes sense and to make him not be able to move at all. I don't think South will do that. JR is going to play him pretty straight up, but he won't hesitate to go to his own, especially when it'll push him out and make him shoot some threes.
And we talked to J.B. Neal yesterday. He was we had a recorded interview with him on the airways. They're fired up to go. They have Lebanon in game one. They could see Danville or Attucks in game two if they can find their way through that. But the Mustangs, Terry, 22-5. They're balanced on offense and defense. I'd expect big things from them tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Lebanon is a gettable game. I'm kind of surprised Lebanon got out of that sectional. I thought that would be Greencastle's to win. So there's a team.
How about a big deal not playing Greencastle on their home floor in a regional?
Yeah. Sometimes it's better be lucky than good, and they dodged one there. I'm sure they'd like to play Greencastle again, and you get a little revenge from an earlier loss. But Lebanon, played three games. They were 8-15 heading in.
That's a great story. I mean, Evansville North was 9-12 heading in. Just to have these teams get hot at the right time, you get injuries, guys that come back, you never know. But the Mustangs balanced offensively, defensively. They don't seem to have any injury problems, so we wish them the best of luck. They will play at the exact same time as South and New Albany, so we will bring you the scores as we can from the Twitterverse through our broadcast tomorrow. Terry, get some rest. Go to bed early tonight. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and we'll do this noon tomorrow from Barney Scott Gym. 8,100 of our closest friends sitting around us for South and New Albany. I can't wait.
It is going to be something about that gym. I played in the very first game there ever, and it will be loud and it'll be crazy there tomorrow. And that's what you want. It's regionals. It's that time. It's that type of atmosphere. I'm looking forward to it.
Pack a lunch, pack a coffee, pack everything that goes with it. I'm excited to do it, and we'll bring you our pregame coverage starting at noon tomorrow. Terry will have Chalk Talk with J.R. Holmes. We'll have all your pregame that you need, and we'll be ready for action whenever they throw it up and toss it up between two top five teams. Tiger Woods makes birdie on number three. He's -2 for the tournament tee. Two shots out of first place.
Attaboy, Tiger.
The large cat on the prowl.
That's right.
Busy sports weekend with everything else. See you in the morning.
All right, Glass.